This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Kal Chakra or Wheel of Time Empowerment with the King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and the fourth Druk Gyalpo today. The Prime Minister shared the details of the ceremony in a social media post. He said the ceremony was presided over by His Holiness the J. Kempo, which made it even more special. This is an important ritual with great cultural significance for Buddhists around the world. The Kal Chakra Empowerment is a part of the ongoing Global Peace Prayers Festival, which has brought together devotees and scholars of Buddhism to Bhutan. Prime Minister Modi, who was on a two-day visit to Bhutan, had yesterday announced a concessional line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees for the Himalayan nation to fund its energy projects. The announcement was made after Prime Minister's meeting with the King of Bhutan in Thimphu yesterday. The two leaders held discussions on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both the leaders also jointly inaugurated the 1,020-megawatt Punatsang Chu 2 hydroelectric project, a milestone in energy partnership between India and Bhutan. They also witnessed exchange of three MOUs in the fields of renewable energy, mental health services and healthcare to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu is holding bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investments, technology and energy. President Draupadi Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with the members of the Indian community and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Polling in Bihar Assembly elections recorded a historic highest ever voter turnout of 66.91%. The polling was held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of this month for the 243 Assembly constituencies. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, said that the voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. Our correspondent has more details.
The two-phase assembly elections witnessed an unprecedented level of participation from voters across urban and rural areas, marking a new milestone in Bihar's electoral history. The first phase registered over 65% polling, while the second phase recorded around 69% voting. Bihar also recorded the highest ever female voter turnout in its history. The turnout of male voters was 62.8% and the female voters was 71.6%. The counting of votes for all 243 assembly constituencies will take place on 14th November with Dharmendra Rai. This is Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bethia.
In West Bengal, the Primary Education Council is expected to submit its report regarding the 2016 primary teachers recruitment process to the Calcutta High Court today. 32,000 teachers have been recruited in the exam. The Advocate General of West Bengal submitted to the Calcutta High Court yesterday that there were no malpractices and corruption involved in the recruitment process in the state. Earlier, some candidates who failed the Teachers Eligibility Test, TET, were terminated by the court order. Meanwhile, former Education Minister and TMC leader Partha Chattopadhyay was released on bail by the court yesterday. He was arrested by the central agency CBI and subsequently jailed in the teachers' recruitment case. He served in the jail for more than 2 years. The Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, today called for the democratization of technology, geographic diffusion and the use of demographics in terms of citizens, soldiers and merchants for modern warfare. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Dwivedi highlighted the evolving role of technology in contemporary battlefields. The centre has invoked stricter anti-pollution curbs under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP in Delhi and adjoining areas after the city's air quality slipped into the severe category. The decision was taken with immediate effect in the entire NCR by the Commission for Air Quality Management. As part of GRAP Stage 3, CAQM has invoked a 9-point action plan in an effort to prevent further deterioration of air quality in the region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.